We've got Melissa Gerson with us today. She's the founder and CEO of Tranquilo Mat. Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Derek.
So give me a timeline. How long? First of all, great story so far. I love it. You know, you kept trying to put this thing down. It kept coming back, and you kept hitting obstacles, and you kept picking it back up. A lot of things worth having are like that. They don't always just come easily. How much time did you have as far as a timeline? Was it months? Was it years from the day you had the idea until you said, I'm going to go all in on this?
Yeah. So I remember I had the idea, I would say like early fall, so maybe August or September 2011. Okay. And then the point where I was like, I am all in was January or February 2014. So like 3 years.
Wow.
Not even like 2.5, but still like a long time. Of just, you know, just little bits here and there. And of course I needed to go through all of those journeys, you know, to hit those brick walls and know that they weren't options. And best part was in 2015 when I went to, there's this big industry trade show called ABC Kids Expo in Las Vegas every year. And so I went to that as part of the Invention Connection. And so at that point I had a bunch of actually commercial grade prototypes. Okay. At that point, and we had started our safety testing, because that was another thing, like, okay, I've got commercial grade things, but like, I've got commercial grade samples, but it's a baby product. There are safety regulations. Like, what are those? And I had to like do a lot of research and digging and talk to experts and figure out what that was. And then who could test it for me and how does that work? So, you know, it was just a whole process. And so we had done like an Indiegogo Kickstarter, and I didn't even really like, I didn't know about, you should have this email list, you should send it out to people, you should market it for like a year beforehand, you know, run some ads so you get people's emails so you actually like hit your goal. I was just like, okay, we set up a Facebook page like last week, like let's start my Indiegogo campaign. Right. And we did pretty well, but we did not hit our $50,000 goal at all. We got like, I think just shy of $4,000 in orders, like 3,800 or something. And it was great because we sold like 50 customers and like 80 units that were sold, and they were all pre-sales, and a lot of them were like friends or friends of friends or, you know, former nursing professors or just people who like I hadn't really heard from in a long period of time, but it was great to see them supporting me and like, you know, putting their money on the line for something that didn't exist yet.
Right.
But I had the commercial grade samples and we were starting the testing, and that was all great. And October rolls around and I go to this trade show and Summer Infant CEO and Summer, like, so the people who had told me, like, I sent this form in and, you know, went to somebody in some office who said, we're not interested. Somebody else from their organization, the CEO, stopped by and was like, who told you that? Like, that's a shame. We love this. Like, and I remember I didn't even mean to, but it was one of those, like, we were having a very genuine conversation and he was genuinely like, I cannot believe we turned this down. Like, we need to start talking again. And I laughed at him just because it was such a funny situation. I was just like, I was like, well, now if you want it, you're going to have to pay me a lot more for it. And I don't know where those words came from, but they were so true. But it was just one of those, like, I was like, yes, that's what I needed. Right. Like, right. I needed to hear that. So that was quite a journey. And even technically I'm at this trade show and I'm in the middle of, so the Indiegogo campaign was like August 2015. We had all of our samples. We started our safety testing September. It was like Labor Day weekend. I was like, yes, I'm actually going to go to the beach this weekend and like enjoy the day or something, like, I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm going to have a day off.
Right.
And long story short, I got notification from our supplier that like the manufacturer we were working with was going out of business and they couldn't accept our order, which was good. We hadn't paid our deposit yet, but like the factory we had found to make the product that we were currently undergoing safety testing with, like paying thousands of dollars to get safety tested, couldn't work with us. So we were pretty much back at square one.
Wow.
And then we found out that the factory that we had been working with at that time that was going out of business, like, lied to us anyway. And it was supposed to pass all these various safety things and it didn't pass like half of them because they either lied to us or just had no idea what they were doing. So it was good that that happened. But I was like freaking out that I'm like, okay, it took us like, you know, 9 months or 10 months, whatever it was, to get to this point.
Right.
Now I have like 50 customers and like I'm gonna have to see them again, and like what am I gonna say because I don't have product for them.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com. This is a special invitation-only group for small business owners who need help with accountability and growth and working through upper limit challenges.